We went into the house by a side door, through dark passages and up a staircase, with only a candle to light us. At last, we came to the door of a room. I knocked, and was told from within to
enter.
I found myself in a pretty room. The curtains were drawn closed, but it was well lighted with wax candles. It was a dressing room, as I supposed from the furniture. Prominent in it was a draped table with a gilded-looking glass. In an armchair, with an elbow resting on the table and her head leaning on that hand, sat the strangest lady that I have ever seen. She was dressed in rich satins and lace and silks, all of white. She had a long white veil and bridal flowers in her hair, but her hair was white. Bright jewels sparkled on her hands and neck. Others lay sparkling on the table, but everything that ought to be white was faded and yellow, and the flowers, like the bride within the bridal dress, had withered. The dress had been put on the rounded figure of a young woman, but now it hung loose over skin and bone. There was no brightness left, but the brightness of her sunken eyes. They moved and looked at me.
"Who is it?"
said the lady at the table.
"Pip, Mom."
"Pip?"
"Mr. Pumblechook's boy, Mom. Come to play."
"Come nearer. Let me look at you. Come close."
It was when I stood before her, avoiding her eyes, that I took note of the surrounding objects in detail and saw that her watch had stopped at 9:20.
"Look at me,"
said Miss Havisham.
"You are not afraid of a woman who has never seen the sun since you were born?"
"No."
"Do you know what I touch here?"
she said, laying her hands, one upon the other, on her left side.